AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us on this Thursday morning. And we've got a very special guest coming up next. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, candidate for President of the United States. Governor, welcome to AgriTalk. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Hope you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. We will. As we've explained to the listeners, this is part of a project that we're working on. Same five questions for all the candidates so that we can compare the answers very accurately here. Number one on our list is, what's your motivation? Why do you want the job?
We're in jeopardy of being the first generation of Americans to leave to our kids and grandkids in America less prosperous and less free than the one we inherited. And as a father of a first grader, kindergartner, and preschooler, that is not acceptable to me. I am not going to sit idly by and watch the managed decline of this country. We are going to reverse the country's decline. We are going to usher in a new birth of freedom, and we are going to create a revival of the American spirit. And I'm running for president to get the job done.
Fantastic. Okay. The number one issue or challenge for America, what is that, and how and when will you address it as president?
I think it's multifactored. I mean, I think it's the economic struggles, the lack of sovereignty at our southern border, and then the poor energy policy. So we'll do all that on day one. We're going to take Bidenomics, the rules, regulations, executive orders. We're going to reverse that. We need to get inflation, prices, and interest rates down. There's more to do than just the Bidenomics, but we are going to do the Bidenomics and get rid of that. We also need to declare a national emergency for our southern border on day one. I'm going to end this invasion. I'm going to build the border wall, and I'm going to hold the Mexican drug cartels accountable for poisoning our people and killing them by the tens of thousands. And then we're going to reverse Biden's disastrous Green New Deal energy policies. We're not going to force people to buy electric vehicles. We're going to open up our domestic energy for production. We need low price and reliable energy in this country. It's good for individuals, it's good for businesses, and it's good for our national security.
You know, we continue to talk about executive orders out there, Governor. They were used excessively in the past three administrations now. I think there are a lot of voters out there that would like to see those executive orders pushed to the sidelines, and let's get it done with Congress. Just the thought that I pick up from a lot of listeners.
No, well, you're right. I mean, when Biden came in, he reversed all of Trump's policies because none of it had been done through Congress. You've got to be able to work with Congress so that this stuff has staying power beyond your term in office. And I'll be able to do that. We have a plan how to navigate that.
Perfect. Okay, let's talk rural America here. Ag, farming, ranching. What issues will you address as president?
We're going to get the federal bureaucracy off the back of the agriculture industry, particularly our family farmers and ranchers. EPA is not going to be able to go on your property because you have a puddle and say it's waters of the United States. We're going to rein in the EPA. We're going to rein in the USDA. Farmers know how to take care of their land better than government bureaucrats. We're also going to reverse Biden's electric vehicle mandate so that we can support liquid fuels. We're going to do year-round E15 and also allow for higher blends to be sold as people want to do it. And I think that there's a market for it. We are going to go against states like California, who are doing things like Proposition 12, which is impacting how people are producing pork in Iowa. Californians should not be telling Iowa pork producers how to do their job. We're going to provide relief there. We want to eliminate the death tax, particularly for family farms. You shouldn't have to sell the farm just to be able to pass it down to the next generation. And it's very important that we do that. And then we're going to work to make sure that our farmers, what they're producing, can be sold all over the world. We want to increase access to markets in other parts of the world.
Rein in USDA was one of your comments there. Are you talking specifically about some of the climate smart farming programs at USDA?
So we are going to absolutely kneecap all of the climate related impositions on agriculture. And I think it's more than just USDA. This whole ESG movement, they're trying to do it through the Securities and Exchange, all these other things. Ultimately, the movement behind this views agriculture as a big problem to what they're trying to accomplish. So they target agriculture as being like a source of all this problem. This will lead it. If those policies go into effect, it will create a food crisis in this country. It is not going to work. It's very dangerous. So I'm going to provide relief for that, not just in USDA, but across the board. ESG will be dead on arrival in my administration.
Fantastic. Okay. Before we address this next issue, I should note that the Iowa Corn Growers and the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association and others say that you, Governor DeSantis, are the only candidate that checks all the boxes with your support for biofuels. So describe that to us. Describe your energy and renewable energy policy plans.
So we want American energy. And yes, that means opening up federal lands. It means doing things like Keystone, Marcellus Shale. But it also means producing biofuels here in the Midwest, here in the United States. Important part of the economy, really good for jobs, helps with affordability. And so we're going to be a supporter of that. And yes, yeah, we've checked all the boxes across the board because we understand how important it is. And as these issues come up, with agriculture generally and biofuel specifically. I have so many great people that I'm friends with here in Iowa who will provide great counsel, from Governor Reynolds, the members of your legislature, to so many great members of your farming community. So I'm excited to be able to work with the folks here in Iowa as we advance good policy for them over many years in the future.
If I can, I want to mention one of the policies from the Trump administration here. They made rather liberal use of the small refinery exemptions. Where would that stand in a DeSantis administration?
You know, that would be a case by case thing. You know, I know Trump had done some of that stuff. I don't know really what went all into it. But obviously, we understand that there are stakeholders here in Iowa on that, and we want to make sure that we make everybody happy.
Okay, interesting. Okay, number five, how will businesses, small and large, view the DeSantis fiscal policies?
Be a big improvement over what we're seeing now. And you can just look at my record in Florida. We've cut taxes every single year. We've run big budget surpluses, and I've actually paid off 25% of our state's total debt that we've accumulated since the inception of Florida as a state in the 19th century. Imagine if you could do that in Washington. We're the number one rated economy in all 50 states. We're number one for new business formations, number one for entrepreneurship, number one for talent development, number one for education. Our government, you know, we're going to downsize the federal bureaucracy. State of Florida, we have one of the lowest, if not the lowest, state employees per capita anywhere in the country. Our budget, even though we have millions of more people than New York State, is half the size of New York State. Yet when people move to from New York to Florida, they tell me our services are better, our roads are better, and our schools are better. So we're doing all this at half the cost and in a much smaller government. So the bureaucracy that all businesses in particular have had to contend with is way out of bounds. It's way excessive. So we're going to be taking that off the backs of our small and medium-sized businesses. You know, the big corporations, they tend to do fine with big government because all the rules and regulations and red tape, that gives them a competitive advantage over smaller companies. The people that get killed by the federal bureaucracy are the small family-owned businesses. And so those are going to be the businesses that I want to see to succeed in this country. And Washington's no longer going to be a roadblock to their success.
Fantastic. Governor, you have done a fantastic job of respecting the amount of time that we've got. I've got time for one more with a quick, maybe even two more with a quick answer here. But on trade policy, former President Trump says he's going to invoke at least a 10% tariff on all imports into the U.S. Is that something that you would consider?
No. First of all, that would raise prices for Americans. It would hurt the inflation that we're seeing. And then it would lead to retaliation from other countries. And that would end up hurting farmers because they would cut off access to some of our agriculture products. I will be willing to use strategically trade policy to make sure that we can reshore key elements of our economy vis-a-vis China. And I think that that's important. And I think Trump talked about that. I don't think that they had great success in it. But if he does a global tariff, Americans will pay more for things, and it will, there will be reverberations in the agriculture community.
Okay, final question, yes or no. Should former President Trump be on the primary ballot in Colorado?
Yes, he should. He should be on. That was a mistake that the Supreme Court there made.
Governor DeSantis, fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We certainly appreciate it.
All right, God bless. Take care.
All right, that is Ron DeSantis, a candidate for president of the United States of America.